Track 7. Unit 7. Speaking Skill. Exercise 1. Student 1.
I never thought about kindness as being part of our survival instinct. It seems to me it's possible. I don't think we consciously calculate that if I help someone, they will help me. It's more that we take care of one another because, well, that's just what we do for our friends, our families, people we know.
Student 2.
Yeah, and it's in everyone's best interest to do that. There was the part about how people risk their lives for others and how, in some ways, that contradicts our personal urge to survive. I recently read an article about a house fire. A man was leaving for work, and he noticed flames shooting from the top of his neighbor's house. He helped the neighbors escape, even though he ended up getting injured. Fortunately, everyone was saved, and he wasn't seriously hurt.
Student 3.
That's lucky. Talking about strangers helping strangers. There was the point that following natural disasters, the global community responds because it's to everyone's survival advantage to do so. There was that earthquake in Pakistan not long ago where many countries sent aid, and then another one in Japan, after which emergency aid flooded in from all over the world.
Student 4.
Yeah, the point was that building those bonds of reciprocity is important, both locally and globally, and that there is both direct and indirect reciprocity. As I understand it, direct is like last week when you helped me prepare for the history exam, and then I help you review for biology. In contrast, indirect is I did that for you, and then you help another friend, and at some point, a third friend does something for me, right? We all trust we will help one another. And it's not just with friends. It's between family members, shopkeepers, governments, people locally and globally.